When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're entering list season, and we're not going to get too listy. What does too listy mean? Listy means when ilikemywebsite.com decides to write the top five impact sophomores of the 2024 season in hopes of getting people to talk about it and getting clicks. We're not going to get caught up into that stuff. So we're going to talk about two different kinds of lists. One, if somebody says something that's completely idiotic, we are going to put them on blast, and we're going to enjoy that, and we're going to make fun of them and probably have less friends in the media industry. Two, if they're right, and in this particular case, they are right based off the people that I'm talking to, the NFL scouts, the college assistant coaches. Can we pull up the list that talks about James Pierce being one of the best NFL prospects in the entire nation? And I misspoke earlier, and I said he was number two non-quarterback. This includes quarterback. Guys, I'm telling you, Nico Ealemuyiwa may have a fantastic career, but it still may not be as good as James Pierce. He is simply that good. Let's go ahead and pull him up. So the number one player entering the 2024 season is Colorado cornerback Travis Hunter. I'm supposed to not like that because a lot of people don't like Deion Sanders, Caleb, but I've got no issue with that. I think Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders are both very special football players.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, this is Blake Brockermeyer who did this, but not Blake Topmeyer, because I know they sound similar. But I got no issues with it. And it's funny, before we get to James Pierce, Shedeur Sanders is down at number four. So it's very, you know, they're both top four. I think people, and Dave, I'm going to say this about Colorado real quick. Whether or not they're for or against Deion, they insert their thoughts on Deion into their coverage of Colorado and don't let objectivity get in the way at all. I mean, yesterday there was this Shedeur Sanders, like, put out some Instagram story of like, hey, offensive and defensive transfer portal players, DM me. And one side was like, oh, this is something special. Shedeur and Deion are getting a bunch of players, which is stupid that all these players do that. But the other side, there were these anti-Deion people that were like, this is proof that Colorado is an unserious program. No, it's not. It's just one of their players trying to talk to transfer portal guys to see if they'll commit to Colorado. I mean, that's how it goes.
If I had a mass text of 100 four-star prospects, I'd send them out a text that said, hey, if you're interested in Colorado and it's a good fit, give us a call and we'll see what we can work out, wouldn't you? I mean,
absolutely.
That's the same thing. It's the same thing as a mass text. Boundless Moving can move your mass of stuff from the 2-hour minimum to turnkey operations. They can do it all. They've got you covered with offices in East Tennessee and Charlotte. Boundless Moving took care of my things, moved it in a very expedited manner, got it taken care of. Certainly appreciate Boundless Moving, no question about that. Now, the question about Pierce that I think needs to be asked is there any way he's at Tennessee in 2025? I mean, other than, and I'm not going to wish this on anybody, but other than a severe injury where he had to return, I just don't see a way. The way he has continued to improve, and it seems like he has continued to rise. I haven't seen a blip on the radar. He had the traffic issue, so maybe that's a concern, but I think if there's anything you want to say to James Pierce as a Vol, you need to tell it to him very quickly.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think James Pierce is going to be there too long. And just to get this out of the way, the top five: James Pierce was number two, Michigan Mason Graham was number three, Shedeur Sanders number four, Missouri's Luther Burden is number five. So that is the top five of rounding out the top five. I'm just gonna bring this off real quick and bring us back on. I think that I think James Pierce will not be at Tennessee in 2025. I think with James Pierce, you're looking at a rare talent. One that Dave, we got to give him credit. Fred White told us last year, didn't he? Before anybody that he was telling us, watch out for this guy, James Pierce. Because I thought they were just saying he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. And I think James Pierce is a top. Look, to get into it, my dislike for this list is I think quarterback should all be in the top five. I think Travis Hunter should be in. I'm not Travis Hunter. I think Shador Sanders should be in the top five.
And I'm going to disagree with you because I like the list that break them down not in significance of importance, which is what you're talking about, right? So I like the ones that say this guy's a way better defensive end than this guy's a way better quarterback. Does that make sense?
Okay, if that's the case.
Those are the lists I like, personally.
In that instance, should James Pierce be number one?
Yes, there's no question.
Over Travis Hunter, who plays two sides of the ball?
Yes, he's not going to play two sides of the ball in the NFL.
No, he's not. But so we're agreeing right now James Pierce is the best non-quarterback in college football.
I think we are.
What about value?
Is that crazy? Do we have a mock draft of the?
If you could do a mock draft, should he go higher than any non-quarterback in next year's draft?
Well, I've thought this for a while, and I'm surprised you're asking me a little bit. Am I on my own? Am I on an island out here? Because I thought he would be last year.
Well, my only question with that is this, and because let's weight value a little bit with the position real quick. And I learned this with Jadeveon Clowney, because remember Jadeveon Clowney went number one in the draft. Was it 2014, I guess? And yes. Now he didn't have the work ethic that I believe James Pierce has, but
had foot problems too.
Yeah. But what I did realize
is, by the way, Jadeveon Clowney was a freak generational athlete that it hadn't been for foot problems and he didn't work incredibly hard would have been one of the greatest ends of all time. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. My issue is if a defensive end goes to a bad situation, you can really neutralize their value, right? Just run away from them. Just run every play on the other side that they're not there. Isn't that how you can work that in?
A lot of times. And here's the other thing with Pierce that's difficult to determine is he is a underclassman or he's a rising junior. So he's not going to get draft grades in a lot of different places. I mean, these guys have hundreds of people to cover, and they're going to cover those guys first. But let me ask you, would you take James Pierce or this guy? And it's brought to you by Don Self, our State Farm agent there in the Chattanooga area. Customer service still matters. I know you're trying to save money left and right. I get that. But when you need to make that claim, DonSelf.net, DonSelf.net. Call 423-396-2126. 423-396-2126. Go to DonSelf.net, right below DonSelf.net. So let me ask you this question then, Caleb. I'm going to give you players that are right now projected to go early in the NFL draft. And you tell me you're on the clock. It's Caleb's cohorts. That's your NFL team name. Terrible, terrible name. Okay. So I'm going to give you the players that are selected via this mock draft that I found to go number one. All right. Shador Sanders. Are you taking Shador Sanders or James Pierce?
Shador Sanders.
Okay. Shador Sanders is a quarterback.
Hey now.
Can't argue with that. Carson Beck.
Carson Beck.
Hey now.
Can't argue with the quarterback. Travis Hunter at cornerback. Taking the defensive end.
That's crazy.
I'm taking the corner. I'm taking Travis Hunter. I think a lockdown cornerback can have a bigger impact than an elite defensive end all day, every day, 100% of the time. A lockdown cornerback takes away one whole side of the field.
Yeah, but don't you think that what about taking away the running game?
I don't think an elite defensive end by himself can't take away the running game. You can run away from the defensive end.
Yeah, but you're still taking away half the field. I don't like that. So
I don't think an elite defensive end is taking away half the field. And I mean, I don't, you know, put an extra blocker on him and you got a little bit more. I think so. This is the debate. I mean, we can go to the message board on this. Would you take an elite lockdown corner or an elite lockdown defensive end? I'm taking the elite lockdown corner.
By the way, Ben saying Caleb is delusional. You are delusional. You're taking the defensive end.
No, you're taking the lockdown corner. A guy that can shut down half the field is so incredible.
How about those Boza boys and Watt kids? They've done okay.
They've had help most of the time. And also, what happened when J.J. Watt was in Houston and putting up record numbers and didn't have help? Houston was 4-12. Okay? So that actually bolsters my point. J.J. Watt would be amazing and have no help anywhere else because you can neutralize them. I guarantee you this. A lockdown cornerback, no team with a lockdown cornerback is going 4-12 in the NFL.
I'm taking the defensive end, and there was a time maybe where I would agree with you, but I just don't. Okay, look, we got the Boza and the Watt brothers. Give me one cornerback you're taking over those guys in the past 10 years. One corner you're taking over those guys. And I'll tell you what, I'll tease that forward. You can tell me after this. Also, is Josh Heupel being mean? Asking some of these guys just to get the H out of Dodge. Is he being mean? We'll discuss. Also,
well, hold on. We got to stick on this real quick, though.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay.
I was going to tease your answer ahead, but if you want it now, give it to me.
Well, I just wanted to keep it with this segment. Okay. Gotcha. So if I were, you're asking me, would I take any cornerback over them? I would probably take, to be honest with you, okay, you might have me. I may not have taken any cornerbacks this past year over them, but if we're going like the past decade, I'd take Patrick Peterson over all of them.
Over all the defensive ends?
All of them. Yes. Over every single one
actually
of them.
Actually, probably the only guy that I would agree with you on. It's totally unfair. Stay tuned. He's Caleb
Callahan. But James Pierce is, before we just get, I just wanted to get to this. James Pierce is generational. Will James Pierce go down as greater than Leonard Little or Derek Barnett at Tennessee?
You know, it depends. Can we discuss this? Because I have some thoughts. Stay tuned because I want to get to. Let me ask you this. Go down in history by football fanatics or by the fan base? Because the fan base loves Derek Barnett almost overly strong. Like, I think Derek Barnett's a very good player. I don't think he's one of the elite players in Tennessee football history.
He's the all-time sacks leader.
I agree, but that was in a strange time. I think you have to be on a good team to be counted as
okay,
that.
Okay, I think James Pierce might be – I think he might be better than Barnett. But let's bring up Leonard Little because that 95 – had Leonard Little stayed at edge rusher, he got hurt in 96. If he's healthy in 97 – he was in 97 and stays at edge rusher – That's what he does is probably generational and unstoppable, and he's the all-time sacks leader.
Now, let me make sure that, because Caleb, I can't remember when you and I linked up together for the first time, but to give you a comparison, that's exactly who Fred White pulled out was Leonard Little. That was the comparison of James Pierce, which was pretty strong.
Yeah, Fred, I remember Fred White saying that.
Fred does not throw out random comparisons. He's not saying that Hendon Hooker is going to, or Joe Milton's going to be the next Peyton Manning, which he clearly wasn't.
Because Little is the best edge rusher in Tennessee football history. So let's just make it yes or no real quick. Can James Pierce surpass him?
Say no. I think Leonard's too special.
Okay, I'm kind of with you. For those who bring it up, Doug Atkins and Reggie White played defensive tackle in college. That's why I didn't name them.